Staying in Africa, Zimbabwe's opposition accused the government's military intelligence division yesterday of plotting to assassinate party leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who is due to contest an election runoff with President Robert Mugabe. Movement for Democratic Change leader Tsvangirai postponed his return to Zimbabwe on Saturday after his party said it had discovered a plot to assassinate him. Meanwhile, post-election violence continues across the country, as Amanda Atwood of the Kubatana Trust of Zimbabwe explains.
Essentially across the entire country, the three Mashonaland provinces, Matabeleland North and South, and Mashingo and Manicaland, all seem to be experiencing really bad post-election violence of sort of retribution and really isolated attacks. Those kinds of stories are all too common right now, which is really unfortunate, and feels like both the spread of the violence and the intensity of it is much more severe than we've seen, certainly since the Forum invasions in 2000 and 2002 election violence. Obviously, everyone will have their own theory about how to stop things, but I think that the violence that we're seeing now is really similar to what we saw in 2000 after the referendum, when it was really at its height then. And a lot of people said then, well, oh, does that mean that we just shouldn't have voted no on the constitution and we should have let Mugabe go ahead and have his constitution? I don't think that rolling over and allowing a dictator to trample over you is an effective solution to his brutality.